Matthew 26 and verse number 17. Jesus prepared to eat the Passover with his disciples before he was crucified. Verse 17, now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them. They made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth, as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Most of you know this is the Passover meal. The time for the Feast of Passover comes in our spring. It is on the 14th day of their month, Nisan, and usually falls in between March and April on our calendar. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is for 7 days. They eat bread without leaven. The first day, they eat the lamb, the Passover. These feasts were holy convocations, and that means holy gatherings. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5 with me, and verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So Christ is our Passover, the Passover lamb that was sacrificed for us. God was condemning in judgment upon Egypt their sins to set his people free. But lest they who are also sinners be condemned and their firstborn die also, he told them to keep the Passover, to kill a lamb, put the blood on the door of their house, and to eat the Passover and unleavened bread. This way they had confidence and hope that God would spare them as he did. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is the symbol of removing sin. Leaven, yeast puffs up, it decays, it corrupts. And so it's a symbol of sin. Look back at Exodus chapter 12 with me. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 through 8. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, the head, the legs, the puritans thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, dressed, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So this matter of the Passover was instituted while they were in Egypt. They continued throughout their journeys to observe the Passover once a year. To partake of the Passover is to partake of Christ, who sustains us and strengthens us for the journey with God that we have. The leaven is removed, which puts evil out of our lives. Evil corrupts and puffs up, as yeast does bread. First, the lamb was selected on the 10th day of the month without spot or blemish. He was needed because the people were in danger of judgment, and this would be a substitute for them. The lamb would die instead of the family. The world was living in darkness at that time, and it's still living in darkness today. Ephesians 2, 1-3 talks about that we have been quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were in darkness before Christ saved us. Death was coming from God in Exodus. And the firstborn is the connection to Adam. And that's the sin nature that's in the firstborn. But God was going to allow a way for the firstborn to live because the lamb would substitute for him and shed his blood. Choose the lamb on the 10th day. Separate the lamb from the rest of the herd and kill it on the 14th at evening. That's why we observe the Lord's Supper in the evening and not in a morning service. The lamb was perfect. No spot or blemish. 2 Corinthians 5:2, Christ knew no sin. He was without sin as the perfect lamb. 1 Peter 2:22, he died. He did no sin. No sin in his life whatsoever could he be accused of. In 1 John 3:5, in him is no sin. So Christ was the lamb that was perfect, without spot and without blemish, and he substituted himself willfully for us. On the 14th day, the lamb was slain at the evening. The blood was put on the door, and it provided redemption for those who lived within that house. It provided rejoicing for them to eat of the lamb and then rejoice that their family was spared from the judgment that would coming. Strength for the journey. They were prepared to leave. Staff in hand, shoes on their feet. They were ready to go. And you and I always need to be ready to go be with the Lord and make sure our hearts are right. Now, he gave requirements about who could eat. Strangers, people outside the nation of Israel could not unless they were a purchased servant. If a male had been circumcised and was one of their servants, then he could eat with the family, just like one of the Jews. But they need to be in the family of God. It's still the same today. Those who partake of the Lord's Supper need to be people who are saved, who are living for the Lord and serving God and have examined their heart. Judge ourselves so that we're not judged and chastened by the Lord. They ate it while they were dressed and had their shoes on their feet, their staff in their hand. They ate it in haste. They were pilgrims ready to be called out. And we're ready, listening for the Lord to call. Too many live today as if there is no crisis, and they avoid the thought of crisis. But we're in a world that's in crisis. It needs God, and we have the answers. When we daily feed on the Word of God, it's just like feeding on the lamb that was roasted by fire, that we have strength for the journey. They ate bitter herbs to remind them of the suffering they'd had in Egypt before the Lord delivered them. They ate unleavened bread for 7 days. This gave them strength for the journey. It gave them a remembrance every year of redoing this Passover. And the symbolism of what it was all about was about Jesus dying on the cross to take sin away forever and forever. The Bible mentions 6 different kinds of leaven, yeast. 1 Corinthians 5:7, it refers to the old leaven. Don't allow old sins to creep up in your new life. Sin puffs up. It's prideful. The church not dealing with sins in 1 Corinthians 5 was rebuked. Secondly, there's the leaven of malice and wickedness in 1 Corinthians 5:8. But the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth is what we are to be focused upon. Malice, like bitterness, is a poison that can spread throughout a person's life. Wickedness does not belong in the Christian's life. Hypocrisy, as the Pharisees, pretenders who had the leaven of malice. They were like whited sepulchers. Beautiful grave marker is lovely, but inside are dead men's bones, and that's the way the Pharisees were. The leaven of Herod, compromise and sins, including murder, that Herod had. Number 5, the leaven of the Sadducees. In Matthew 16:6, unbelief of the Sadducees, they acted religious, they dressed religious, but they did not believe the Bible. They did not believe in angels. They did not believe in spirits. They did not believe in the resurrection from the dead. So basically, they didn't believe the Word of God. They picked out what they wanted to believe. Like many people do today, they're as guilty as that king in Jeremiah's day. They read the Bible and they take their penknife and cut out the verses they don't like and put them in the fire because they don't want to be convicted of their sin by the Scriptures. Number 6 and final, the leaven of false doctrine, Galatians 5:9. Some people teach that it requires works in order to be saved. But we know the Bible is very clear. We're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not by our works. A little leaven spreads, just like false doctrine does through churches, and it can cause great harm. Jesus gathered his disciples for the Passover and unleavened bread and instituted the Lord's Supper that we'll partake tonight. This do as often as you do it in remembrance of me, he said. To partake, let us confess our sin and gather together as a body of believers. A holy gathering, a holy convocation. Remember, the Lamb of God is a substitute for you and for me. He laid his life down for us. The bread is the symbol of his broken body. The cup is the symbol of his shed blood. He suffered for us as a substitute on the cross and rose again, assuring us that the debt was paid and God was satisfied, and appeasement was made for our sins through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Miss Nanette will play through a verse. And after you say your prayers, if you want to come to the altar and kneel, you can, or kneel at your chair, or just bow your head and pray and confess your sins to God and make sure your heart's clean. And then we'll gather on one side. Let's go to this left side on mine.